perform muraqaba, in other words, silent dhikr. This is also called qalbi dhikr, dhikr of the heart, in other words, to remember Allah in the heart. During muraqaba, in muraqaba, and in doing dhikr, what's the difference in muraqaba, between muraqaba and dhikr? Dhikr is done with the tongue. Remembrance of Allah is done with the tongue, with words, with statements. This is doing dhikr. And muraqaba, the same dhikr, when it is done with fikr, concern, thought. So when with dhikr you combine fikr, concern, then that equals muraqaba, that becomes muraqaba. Then it's not just dhikr, then it's also the thinking, the pondering of the human being. He thinks, he analyzes, he considers himself, he considers his sins, he considers the hereafter, he thinks about the grave, he thinks about his deficiencies, he thinks about his negligence, he thinks about his impurities. Then after thinking, he gets closer to Allah. And then he requests to Allah, he pleads to Allah, he requests forgiveness from Allah, he asks Allah for qurb nainis, he asks Allah about his closeness, he thinks about Allah's jamal, his jalal, Allah's forgiveness, Allah's power, Allah looks, he considers the extreme punishment, he considers Allah's displeasure, and in parallel he remembers Allah at the same time. And this is called muraqaba. So do this with the depth of the heart. And for this, the first condition is that the heart needs to be pure of thoughts, clean of thoughts. Don't let the worldly thoughts come in. That's why we close the eyes, so that a person can be detached from the world, so he's not aware of the dunya around him. And this same muraqabah Allah Ta'ala has given us in the greatest ibadah, which is salah, namaz. But salah is a complete muraqabah. So when a person says Allahu Akbar and he prays salah, then he eliminates the whole world, he eliminates all his thoughts, all wasawis, negative thoughts, temptations, he detaches from, and he's completely focused on Allah. Then he praises Allah, then he glorifies Allah, and this equals muraqabah. This is muraqabah. And to strengthen this, we do muraqabah so we can strengthen our salah. And so that in that time when we become good and strong during salah, the pious predecessors, they enable the students to practice muraqabah. So do muraqabah in this way, that always your heart should be empty of all thoughts. There should be no thinking apart from Allah, no thoughts apart from Allah. And imagine that, just like we think during salah that we are stood in front of Allah and we are saying Allah, Allah, Allah is listening. It's the same way during muraqabah, same quality, that when you sit in muraqabah and close your eyes, then a full belief, full faith, yes, that fadhkuruni adhkurkum, my heart is remembering Allah and Allah is responding, Allah is replying to this, Allah is listening. When a person follows this principle of muraqabah, the pious predecessors of the deen have stated that doing muraqabah, eventually he gets mushahida as well. He observes, he experiences. Through muraqabah you get mushahida, experience. These are the phases, the steps that Allah Ta'ala bestows. The more the individual works hard, the more Allah Ta'ala gives to him, grants him. Close your eyes, focus on your heart, empty your heart of all thoughts, and just like the method I've explained, remember Allah in this way.